And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Arcadia Loup City head football coach Mike Scott, who joins us on our Friday Night Lights pregame show. Coach, thanks for taking the time. I guess first off, congratulations on the success up to this point. 6-1 coming into the final game of the regular season. Has to feel good to be at this point at 6-1.
Yeah, we kind of hoped that this is where we would be. You know, I think every team kind of goes into their season hoping for that. But it's nice that we made it a reality. We're not quite done yet, but yeah, it feels good to be coming out on top and having six games under, you know, as wins under our belt.
Mike, I was thinking back to when I visited with you for our fall sports preview at the very beginning of the season, and I know that you talked about one of the keys coming into the year was to be balanced on offense. And just looking at some of the stats, it really looks like you've been able to do that. Just talk about that, the way Cody's been able to throw the ball for you, and then your running game has produced big time as well.
Yeah, we've been about as balanced as what a lot of teams would expect. I still want to be able to throw the ball a little bit more because it makes our running game a little that much easier. But as you've seen in the statistics, boy, we've put up some phenomenal numbers, you know, a couple games ago. I think the last two games, Preston has 12 touchdowns in the last two. So he's been doing pretty well in the last three. He's been doing pretty good. And, you know, our passing game last week was the best it's looked this year. It's kind of that's what we want to be doing. We want to be starting to get to our peak, you know, here into the playoffs. We want to keep going, keep improving. And we've seen a lot of positive things in our passing game. We see our receivers are getting open. And sometimes it's just a combination of pass rush or maybe just a pull the trigger a little early. But Cody's been doing a good job back there. It's a pretty demanding job running our offense. And he's answered the bell pretty good all season.
Has there been an area, Coach, that has shown the most growth in your mind from, say, week one to where you are now?
Oh, I'd say the passing game has made some big improvements. I think our offensive line has become more sound. We may not be quite the dominant line that we would like to have. Of course, every offensive coach wants to have a line that can move the line of scrimmage, snapping the ball. But you know, we do pretty good. You know, we don't have a lot of size on our line. We're probably averaging under 200 pounds for the most part, and going up against a lot of these teams, especially the ones in the playoffs, we're probably going to be outmanned up front. But we like to think that we've got pretty good backs and pretty good receivers and good quarterback, and hopefully if our line does find a way to get the job done, that everything starts hitting on all cylinders and we can just keep playing week after week.
Defensively, Coach, talk about that side of the ball just a little bit. Are you happy with where you're at this point defensively?
Coach Hague gave me a statistic the other day that I was really pleased with. I don't do a whole lot of the defensive statistics, but since he's been a coordinator, it's more on third year now. We've only allowed 400 yard rushers, and that's including Caleb Bush last time we played Burwell. So we kept him under 100, which is I think a very rare. In fact, I don't know their statistic, but it might be the only time he's ever been under 100 in his career. But the defense has been doing a great job stopping the run. We're not bad against the pass. It is obviously an area that we need to focus on, make sure that we're not getting people behind us or jumping a ball or just playing, you know, just we need to just play sound pass defense. I would say probably our weakest area is still our rush because we control the line of scrimmage so much that it's kind of hard to flip the switch on pass to get into the backfield. So I think we've done a really good job pretty much in all facets of the game. Our special teams let us down a couple weeks ago just in mental mistakes, but when you're playing the number one team in state, you know, sometimes they force you into those.
Coach, you got another big game coming up on Friday night when you take on Anselmo Myrna. Both of you guys are 6-1. I know that this is a game that can help both teams in positioning for the playoffs next week. What's your focus in practice been this week as you get ready for the game on Friday?
Well, once again, just carrying over what we said before, you need to be sound on both sides of the ball. Special teams have to be solid. Everything that we do when you play a good team, you have to play mistake-free. Sometimes, you know, teams are going to put guys up against you that are maybe a little bit better than you, so you have to make sure that your scheme is solid. And we have to just do things right. We have to play air-free on the offensive side, eliminate our penalties, definitely eliminate the turnovers, see if we can force one or two on the defensive side, get them into some three and outs or even four and outs in eight-man football. A lot of times they go four on fourth, and it's a tough chore to do. But those are the things that we have to do to be successful against Anselmo Myrna and, of course, from here on out, any team that we play.
Well, Coach, it's always enjoyable to visit with you. We congratulate you and the kids on the success up to this point, and we wish you the best of luck on Friday.
Thanks, Frank.
That's Coach Mike Scott joining us on our pregame show.